This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
He doesn't seem to have any backers. I mean, obviously, he was someone who was very popular, was very, I don't want to say loved. He was, I guess, before we knew all of these things. But he was someone people wanted to be around. His white parties were something that, I mean, Entertainment Tonight would cover them. They were covered in magazines, and it was the who's who of anything in entertainment who would go to these sort of things. And now when, you know, the chips are gone, not just down, gone, you don't hear anybody going, he's a good guy. You know, let's give him a chance. Is that really a reflection of any sort of criticism that maybe he has gotten from friends or colleagues over the years? And if there is that inch of negativity or inch of abject criticism against him, that it's like, you're out, don't want to hear it, and I'm only going to surround myself with people who will reinforce my beliefs.
Yeah, I think so. And it says so much about how in this country, our culture of celebrity, of elevating people who are really horrible people. And then the more power that they get and the more money that they get, they have all these, you know, people surrounding them that are the yes people that do everything they want because they want the glow of the wealth and the power to shine on them as well. And it's really kind of perverse. I was never a follower of his. He wasn't really my genre of music or entertainment. So he was only somebody on the periphery that I'd heard about. But now that I'm going back and looking more closely at him, what an awful person. I mean, really a pretty creepy guy all the way.
And there were so many people. We're just talking about the white parties that that he would have. And we're hearing accusations, and these are just accusations right now in a new civil suit from an individual who claims that in order, and I'm trying to just paraphrase this from memory, in order for, I believe, her or her boyfriend to be part of some of the Sean John modeling campaigns, she would have to work for him at the white party and was required to wear a black dress at the white party. That's the accusation that's out there. Obviously different than everyone in white at the white party. And there was instructions allegedly that her and others who were in that capacity of working at the party, you know, I guess being, you know, pretty faces and bodies walking around with alcohol and all that and entertaining the guests, they were instructed, you guys can only drink from these bottles over here and the rest of the guests can drink from these over here. The allegation is that the bottles that they could drink out of were laced with ecstasy. This is not the first time we have heard an accusation of very specific liquor bottles around Sean Combs being, these are for you, these are for us. We're starting to see a pattern here in that sort of behavior. How do we, I guess, take a look at these allegations and how do you decipher, okay, what is fact? What is someone who is trying to just throw their ring in the hat because they had some sort of connection to him to try and profit? Because that does happen. You have people pile onto things that really legitimately don't have any case. And you have some that certainly do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why it's going to take a long time for charges to get to trial for him, which I think is inevitable that it's going that way. But yeah, there's got to be a mountain of data to sort through, all the videos that were taken, all the statements from people who are just coming out of the woodwork. It's got to be a lot to try to prove. But my guess is there's, despite not everything it can probably be proven, there's still going to be a lot that is. So it'll happen.
And sometimes there'll be requests from the defense. I mean, this is not there yet. Innocent till proven guilty. These are just accusations. Sometimes they'll bring up, okay, this person needs to have a psychological evaluation. We want to make sure that they're, you know, in the right mind bringing the suit. How does a psychologist kind of assess the credibility and consistency of testimonies from people like that to bring something back and say, yeah, this person is legit, this person is not legit? I mean, kind of walk me through that. Maybe it's not even quite that cut and dry.
Yeah, it's not very cut and dry. And the kind of psychological evaluation that you're talking about, where you're assessing somebody's, you know, are they mentally ill? Do they have ulterior motives? You know, do they have a personality disorder? That wouldn't be done in that kind of situation. That would only be done where someone is a defendant in a criminal trial and they're claiming that they're not guilty by reason of insanity, so that they were mentally ill to a degree that, you know, they didn't know what they were doing when they were committing the crime. So probably just for people who are witnesses in a case like this, there's not going to be a psychologist involved in doing any testing to determine the veracity of what they're saying.
How much does pattern of behavior weigh into this when it comes to charges? When we start looking at, okay, well, these people over here are saying this, and you look at people who are completely unrelated to it, they say this, and the stories are very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is ultimately what prosecutors look at and certainly what juries look at. You know, when you have so many people saying the same thing and repeating stories with the same themes, I think it does carry a lot of weight and people are listened to when it fits a certain pattern.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.